All right, guys, we'll get started. I thought first things first, I wanted to recognize the fans in the city. Man, did we feel their presence today, the energy they brought. They were there early and loud, and all of us on the team, we sure appreciate that. So it's as fun as I can have that connection back with the city and the fans, so that was great. I thought this week the game was won during the week, and it's that preparation that goes into it each week. We have a term, trust your training, trust your teammate, and trust yourself. And that's how we put it all into the week. And then at the end of the week, we try to empty that bucket out and go for it in every single fashion. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, and it was. And we expected nothing different, just right in the division. And quarterback is hard to battle on both sides, as you could possibly imagine, and both of them were. I was particularly pleased at the beginning. You know, we used the term set it off. And so to have a good three and out to start the game and then follow that up with four plays and a touchdown, that got the crowd even more into it. And from there, it was a great game. Lots of competition, lots of battling back and forth. Guys got banged up, came back, played hurt, showed that kind of resiliency and toughness that we stand for. And with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game.
Coach, that opening drive was your sixth straight game with a touchdown started off. They continued on.
I told the team it was in typical Falcon offense fashion to go into four different receivers for the touchdown passes. So just felt like they were in a groove. There was I thought Matt played particularly well today and created some, moved in the pocket, and just threw some balls that were right on point. And, you know, like I said, this was one during the week. There was a lot of preparation that went in. There was a lot of work that these guys put in against one another to get ready, and I thought that really showed. Not yet. We'll put a good plan together. But this week, the focus was exclusively on New Orleans. And we know there's some, you know, the benefit of having the bye, and we'll discuss that with the team this week and our best way to get ready. Generally speaking, during that time, the focus comes right back to us. You don't know who your opponent is, so you can look ahead some, but you turn the focus right back to ourself. We'll get big into our own self-scout and areas that we want to improve, and the players specifically, some things for them to improve. So that'll be, you know, the general outline for the week. Yeah, and it was one of those times where the time of possession was swayed the other way, but it went okay, and generally that doesn't happen. Usually you're getting grinded, and so I thought the execution by the guys was on point today. But like I said, there was a, you know, you could see the intent in the week from Wednesday, from Thursday into it, and that iron sharpened iron, it came through this week really loudly, really clearly to our team, so... that's what I told the team inside. I recognize that's when this game, you know, was won.
Coach, on the fourth quarter, Jalen Collins came with an interception. Then Keanu Neal had a big hit. What can you tell me about it?
Can you repeat the second part?
Keanu Neal hit.
Yes. Let's start on the first one with Jalen. We knew the ball was going to be a factor in this game. And so for us to finish plus one, that was a factor. We thought we'd have a chance at maybe one or two others that we didn't get, but it was well played by Jalen. He's somebody that's confidence continues to grow. You know, the more he's playing, he's been somebody that's totally come through for us. The guy's loaded with grit. You know, he had a very difficult offseason, missed some time in the beginning, played a little bit on special teams, and his team totally needed him to come through when injuries took place, and he has. And we were not surprised that he played well. He continues to challenge and battle. And then the hit with Keanu, he understands his strike zone and how to bring it. He hits right through the surface, not to a guy, and has a real clear understanding of how to do that. So it was a really hard-hitting game today, and we'll need this time to heal up during this week, so that's definitely an advantage for us. Well, I knew when he went inside, and then when he came back out and I saw him, I said, hey, man, we appreciate your toughness and ready to go battle again. And asked me if he needed me to hit his shoulder. He said, no. So, you know, we just joked about it. But honestly, he, you know, that shows how, you know, how hard he wants to play, you know, for his guys. And that's one of the coolest parts about our team. This brotherhood that they have is real. And that connection that they have amongst one another where they're playing something bigger for themselves, they recognize that. That's an unusual term, but yes.
We asked you last week about yes. The MVP talking about now. How much better has he gotten since
you played? Well, the thing I would like to share with you is the work that he put in, you know, this offseason. And he made that decision, you know, from last January, where we got together and had many conversations. But when we apply the term, can you get 1% better to already a really good player, sometimes the ceilings to go through to get to the next level can be really challenging. And he totally did that. And he's the one that put the work in, that spent the extra time, that, you know, set our offseason in motion. So I think that speaks for itself in terms of how hard he's gone for it. And he has not backed off since. He's been able to stay on that pace, stay on that routine of constantly striving to get better. So I feel his intent. I feel, you know, in the way he prepares, the way he's going at it, he's in a very good groove right now.